A 42-year-old Marshall man who is facing a felony charges after schools went into secure mode on August 30th has a court proceeding scheduled for today. On August 30th, the Marshall Public School District sent out two text messages saying, quote, MHS was alerted by Marshall Police Department of an off-campus situation. We went into secure mode as a precaution. The situation is resolved. Everyone is safe and all is clear. Classes have resumed as scheduled, unquote. This was in relation to an incident at Exchange Bank across West Vest Street from the Saline County Career Center and Marshall High School. A probable cause statement says upon arrival, officers located Douglas Freese seated at the desk near the front doors of the business. He was taken into custody. An employee told authorities that Freese had made threats toward him. Another employee said while she was attempting to transfer funds from an app, Freese stated he would, quote, shoot everyone in here, unquote, if he didn't get his money today. Now, according to online court documents, Freese has been charged with a Class D felony for possession of a controlled substance and a Class E felony for making a terrorist threat in the second degree. Freese was arraigned on September 3rd. A case hearing is scheduled to be held at 1:30 this afternoon at Saline County Circuit Court. You can read more details with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Two Sedalia teens have been charged with multiple felonies after an incident on October 1st. According to a post on the Sedalia Police Department's Facebook page, just after 2 a.m., patrol officers were dispatched to the 900 block of South State Fair Boulevard on a report of suspicious activity. Two male subjects were seen running from the area wearing hooded sweatshirts. Now, through an investigation and questioning, Detective Travis St. Cyr was able to request charges against 17-year-olds Isaac Bartley and Austin Hedrick for their involvement with three other vehicles. According to online court documents, Bartley has been charged with Class D felonies for burglary in the second degree and stealing a motor vehicle with bond set at $15,000 cash or surety in one case and two counts of a Class D felony for stealing a motor vehicle and bond set at $10,000 cash or surety in the other case. Hedrick has been charged with Class D felony for stealing a motor vehicle and a Class E felony for resisting arrest in one case and a Class D felony for stealing a motor vehicle and a Class E felony for leaving the scene of an accident, property damage exceeding $1,000 in the other case. Bartley was arraigned in both of his cases on October 3rd, and each cause has been continued for a preliminary hearing on October 29th, while Hedrick's initial hearings are pending at Pettis County Circuit Court. And again, you can read more details with the posting of this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. And a hazmat exercise is scheduled to be conducted in and around Marshall today. According to Saline County Emergency Management Agency Director and Marshall Fire Chief Tony Day, the exercise, which will involve numerous personnel from several area emergency agencies, is scheduled to take place during the afternoon hours at both ConAgra Foods at 200 North Banquet Drive and Cargill Meat Solutions at 3555 West Arrow Street. Now, Day said the participants will take part in classroom exercises during the morning hours, then the outside exercises will take place after lunch. KMMO News Time is 6:35. Memorial service for 70-year-old John A. Bacon of Columbia and formerly of Marshall, who died Tuesday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. today at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 12:30. Interment with military rites will follow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Funeral service for 91-year-old Wanda Marie Edwards of Saddlebrook, Arizona, and formerly of Marshall, who died September 21st, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 18-year-old Kyla Deanne Head of Blackburn, who died October 5th, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at the New Life Center at First United Methodist Church in Marshall, where visitation will be held from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Friday. When entering for the visitation and service, you are asked to enter the east side of the building. Burial will follow Saturday services at Blackburn Cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Memorial service for 85-year-old Alden Hart Elzey of Marshall, who died September 12th, will be held at 2 p.m. Sunday at Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.